I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with State Senator Ed McBroom for a legislative update. We talked about some of his thoughts post-midterm elections and with a look ahead to what's on the docket in Lansing. Here's State Senator Ed McBroom.
Things are all right. You know, of course, there was a couple of days of feeling a little bit bummed about the turnout for my side. But, we're making the plans for the next time around now and trying to finish out this year strong.
Well, let's talk about finishing out this year now. There are a few days on the calendar. What are some of the, the priorities, some of the things that you are working at to try to get done here before you wrap it up for the year?
Well, for me, I've got a number of important audits and work that I've been doing as the chair of oversight, particularly for corrections, that I desperately want to get some flag planted before I'm no longer the chair of the committee. And then from a monetary standpoint, there's a number of projects across the UP that I and others have been working very hard on, Rep. Cambenzie, Lefebvre, and Markkanen, to get funding for, and I hope that we'll have a chance to finalize those projects, particularly when we observe how much money we have available going into infrastructure is the best way we can be spending and investing that money.
For people that aren't familiar with this now, you've got a handful of days left in this session. If you do get some of these things in the pipeline and get them working, is it possible they'll get picked up again in the new session, or will the switch in leadership in particular now kind of scuttle all of that?
Well, it's absolutely possible things will get picked up and carried forward in the next term. But it may have no chance of going anywhere either with the new leadership. And so the work I've done for filling the Natural Resources Trust Fund endowment, taking care of our backlogs on state park maintenance, you know, I don't think these are disagreeable, and certainly the governor and the DNR support those things. But whether they'll be a priority of the next legislative leadership or sit on a back burner for 4 years is anybody's guess. So I would like to get them done, particularly since I've spent so much time working on them, and they might just hand them to some other person and discount all the work I've done, and that would be unfortunate.
We're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom here this morning about the remaining legislative session. Now, of course, you've talked a lot with us over the years of relative bipartisanship amongst the UP lawmakers working together to help out the UP. A lot of them, you know, there's some new faces coming in. How is that going to continue? Or are you hoping to have it continue into the next session?
I absolutely hope it continues. It's, you know, Jen Hill will be new to our team, Dave Preston on the Southern UP. I hope that we can all work, find areas to work together. Of course, there's going to be differences, and there always have been. But and campaigns leave some, you know, rough edges on your feelings. But I always kind of loved what John Kivala said about it. You know, you run hard for your team and for your guy, but in the end, you got to come back together and work for the Upper Peninsula. And you know, I'm looking forward to making those connections and trying to move forward together as best we can. Clearly, there are some very big differences that we haven't had in the UP team before between myself and Rep. Hill, but there's other things that I'm sure we'll agree on and we'll need to get done together.
That's State Senator Ed McBroom. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.